From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents and has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Here's VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
As part of the plea deal, Flynn has admitted that a senior member of the Trump transition team directed him to make contact with Russian officials during the presidential transition in December of 2016. So what this means is there's more to come now. Recently we've heard the president say he really wanted to have this probe wrapped up even by the end of the year. There's no sign of that happening.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he is the first former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. President Trump is calling reports he is trying to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out of his post at the State Department fake news. Meeting at the White House with President Trump, reporters asked Tillerson if his job is in jeopardy.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
As long as the president lets me.
Tillerson said Mr. Trump had been at odds at times, and one report indicated Tillerson referred to the president at one point as a moron. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country as part of a four-nation tour that began on Friday. Mattis will also visit Egypt, Kuwait, and Jordan. Terrorism, top of his agenda. This is VOA News.